Vic, from the acquisitions you guys made to free agency in the draft, obviously you haven't been on the field in pads or anything, but from what you know about those guys, how do you feel like you're better?
Well, we're anxious to see them get on the field there. You know, we've made some additions at inside backer and up front and some in the secondary, a little bit all over. So, you know, it's going to be that time these next month or so to kind of get a feel where it all fits together and maybe see what type of defense we'll be.
Vic, specifically with Trevathan, what intrigues you about him and what he can bring to this defense?
Well, he's athletic. He's got good speed. He's got a good nose for the game, you know, inside there, does a good job of finding the ball. But really overwhelming, you know, the most tangible thing is he's athletic and he is fast.
What do you like about his presence and the way he, you know, just kind of his attitude that he brings?
Well, we haven't seen that yet because we haven't been on the field. But any good presence, any good winning attitude, which he should have coming from where he came from, will be welcomed.
What was the defense gain from having instinctive inside linebackers?
The inside linebacker position and the safety position are the two positions that instincts are very critical, and it can make up for a lot of tough plays getting them handled when the guy's instinctive enough and recognizes it quick enough. So it's a very major thing to play that position.
How are you going to have to use Floyd in his first year? Do you see him as more of a specialist sort of player? You know, they talk about putting weight on him and getting him a little bigger.
That's yet to be determined. You know, we'll see how he does here the next month and a half and then in training camp, and then we'll have a good feel going from there. But the weight thing's not a big thing with me. He's going to weigh somewhere between 230 and 235. That's just what he's going to weigh. So we knew that before we drafted him, so it's not a big issue. We knew that, and that's a fact, and that's what he is.
Does he remind you of anyone?
Parts of him, but not the whole package.
Ryan Pace said that you were one of the guys that liked him a lot, you know, coming out of college. What did you see that maybe didn't show up on the stat sheet? Because he didn't really fill out the stat sheet, but what did you like about him?
Well, he's very athletic. He's long. He can run. He's got good instincts. They use them all over the place, so I think he has good football intelligence, which we'll see if that translates here. So there was a lot of things to like from his athletic ability, movement. He's got some pass rush talent. He can play in coverage. He's got talent for that. So his versatility along with his athleticism and length.
Have you coached guys, Vic, who maybe weren't great pass rushers in college but came to the NFL and became great pass rushers?
Nobody comes to mind immediately, but he's shown that he's a good pass rusher in college. He just doesn't have the numbers to support that on a piece of paper. But a lot of that's due to the way they used him, too.
Rick, how much experience does he have rushing with a hand in the dirt? And if it's not vast, what's the process of trying to teach him that?
Well, he doesn't have to put his hand in the dirt.
In the nickel, that won't be a priority?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Because when you look at your experience developing linebackers and how you could apply that to Leonard, what are the steps that you're going to start off with? What do you need to get to know about him to understand how you want to use him?
Well, I think you just put him in there, teach him like you've taught everybody for the first few weeks, and then you make your adjustments the more you learn about the player, what his strengths and weaknesses are, what he can learn, what he can't learn. You start getting a vision for how he'll fit in for this season's team along with a long-term vision. So it'll be an ongoing process.
His speed, how much did you want that as a threat, maybe to pair with the power that Pennell or the Lamar offered?
Well, we wanted the speed. You know, our team speed up front last year was below average, so to add somebody with some speed as part of in his toolbox was something that we were intrigued by.
Rick, what is the best way to kind of illustrate or just explain how much better you feel with this group, year one to year two, with last year's guys getting experience, the new guys on the rough? How much better do you feel about what you have to work with and what you can do with this group in the second year?
I think we have some better pieces to work with for sure. The one thing that we'll have to get honed up quickly is, you know, we are vastly new at the inside linebacker position, so the carryover from year one to year two is not there at that position, and that's a critical position when you're talking about that, because those guys are kind of the quarterback of the defense. They're in between everybody, so I think as fast as those guys learn how to quarterback the defense, feel comfortable in what we're doing, and we feel comfortable with them, we'll determine how fast and how well we improve.
You had success with Borland and San Francisco. Is Kutkowski anything at all like him instinctively or just as a player? I mean, is there any kind of comparison you could draw?
A little bit, but a little bit. That's what I'll say right now. We'll see.
What's your assessment of Jonathan Bullard? What do you like about him?
Well, I like his length. He's got some quickness. You know, it's hard to tell with those guys right here in this type of practices, but based on the tape, you know, he's a guy that we're looking to hopefully make some contributions early.
What did you see from Leonard Floyd at the point of attack in college?
Well, he's got length, and so that can help him ward off people from getting into his body. He's going to have to be quick and sudden with his take on. You know, he's not going to be able to wrestle people as much, but you know, so much of whether you win or lose on a block happens early in the down, doesn't happen late in the down. So we're just going to have to make sure his technique's sound and being quick and explosive and decisive with his take on.
And his abilities to do those things is why you feel confident about the weight not being an issue?
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll be able to do that and do it well enough. I'm sure there's going to be a play or two every game where you're going to say, geez, he's not heavy enough or he's too light. But hopefully there'll be a few plays every game, too, that we say, well, geez, we didn't have anybody that could have done that in the past. So, you know, he is what he is.
Vic, with DeAndre Hall, his length is the first thing that kind of jumps out of you. How do you notice him utilizing that as a strength and not just possessing it?
Well, length is always good, provided you have the movement skills that allows you to use your length. You know, length is only good if you can stay close to the guy, and then when the ball comes, the length becomes an advantage. You know, if they're running away from you, then the length is of no use. So we got to find out and see how well he moves, how well he can cover, to where his length can be an asset at the point of the ball there when it's coming. So he's another guy we just have to learn more about here in the next month and a half.
What did you see of him in college that intrigued you?
Well, his length, you know, and his ball production. He's got a good knack for the game. I think he's got good instincts. I think he likes playing the game. I think football is kind of in his blood, and we'll see how well he moves.
Vic, you mentioned how inside linebacker and safety are both positions where you need good instincts. There's a chance you'll have a second-year safety playing next to a rookie safety or another second-year safety. How do you determine, you know, early on whether these guys have it and how it translates to the next level?
I think when you have a young group like that, it's been, you know, kind of my philosophy to throw everything at them, see how they react. And then as you learn more about them as you go, maybe then curtail it back if you need to. You know, because then it's hard during the season to put some new concepts in if they haven't had the foundation in the off-season work and training camp. So we'll treat them like we would treat anybody. And then if we need to adjust, we'll adjust.
With your evaluation of Akeem Hicks, what did you see that you liked, you thought it could help you? And was there a difference with him in New England than New Orleans?
There was a difference in his play in New England than in New Orleans. And he's a guy that has good size, obviously. He's got some explosive strength. He's got brute strength. He's a very strong guy. And I like the effort he plays with. And I think he has a chance to be a very good D lineman for us and give us some maybe disruption up front also.
What was the difference in New England?
He just played better. You know, to be honest with you, just to qualify, I didn't watch him in his New Orleans tape. I only watched his New England tape. So I'm basing that comment off of what other people said. So I didn't even watch it.